Hold on one second.
Yep.
Okay. All right, here we are on Soul Luminous Radio, and we are with my soul sister, Joni Isinger, psychic healer and channel, and whoever is here, I want you to know that you're in a really safe place to share. If you would like to talk, you can call in on your phone. All right, Kim's here. Hi, Kim. And you can also post a question in the chat. Okay, so if Joni can hear your voice, so Joni, why don't you? So yeah, there's a couple of few people here now. Here we go on the webcast. That's great. So you can post a question in the chat, everyone. If you would like to ask a question in person, vibrationally, I believe that helps Joni a little bit more to give you a reading. Can you tune in on that, Joni, for me?
Corroborate that. Yeah, yeah. If a person wishes to call, you just give your name, or you don't even have to give an initial. Doesn't matter. Spirit knows through me who you are, and then I would have a better idea of what your question is. And then if I need clarification, I can ask you. But I have had the high challenge on this show to be interpreting Google chat questions without knowing the person's gender or name. That's been cool. So whatever people prefer.
Okay. So I have a whole theme. So let's get started here. So we have a whole theme. So first of all, Joni, real quick
brief.
Just because there's a few new people on the webcast who haven't been to the show before. So introducing Joni Isinger, psychic healer and channel, who is a dear friend of mine, although we've never met in person. We've worked extensively together, and someday we will meet in person.
Absolutely.
And Joni, give us a quick overview so we can get down to business here with those of
Sure. Well, yeah. My name is Joni Isinger. I live in central New Jersey. I'm originally from Long Island, New York. I was trained as a clinical social worker, LCSW. I was a social worker in New York City for 10 years. I worked with addicts and alcoholics as well as the mentally ill. I'm also a certified Gestalt therapist. Had a dark night of the soul around 2003-04-05 where I was allergic to the outside air, couldn't take any medicine, at one point could only eat two foods. I was going to die. And so an energy medicine practitioner came on my path, started healing me via alternative medicine, started reading spiritual books. And as this started happening, the healing gifts came in. I began channeling departed ones and pets, healing hands, seeing into bodies, jumping into other lifetimes, clearing spaces, auras, balancing, aligning chakras, clearing, psychic surgery, talking to animals. On and on, and it just happened like that. So I've been doing this professionally since 2010. I love doing radio shows. I do interviews. I consult for businesses. I do psychic galleries at restaurants. I do expos and festivals. I am an author of David's Guidance, A Book of Light. I co-created Carry Me Crystals, which is an oracle card and chakra clearing book and deck. I co-authored The Chakra Journey. I sing. I've written songs, and I have scratch demos up on SoundCloud. And I have another book that's in the wings, that's waiting to be published. And one day I'll be producing a CD of my music.
Awesome. I love
so that.
That's who
I am.
That creativity theme is really big lately. So here's the deal. We're in kind of a reawakening stage. So we're getting people to get back in touch with their personal power in a way that they can, you know, create their future, create their life, and jump into the flow. But many of us feel that we're being held back by something or someone or some circumstance. And, you know, sometimes, and I speak from personal experience, no matter how much you want to let go of something, whether it's anger or, you know, a bad habit or something, just a thought pattern or just where you are in life, your body, your relationships, your money, no matter how hard you try, it seems like you just kind of convulse more into the spasm of not even being able to let go. And so that's where Joni comes in. She's the bridge from your like relentless doing and trying to figure it out, where you say, okay, I hand it over to a higher power. And then Joni steps in and acts as a bridge to a solution, insight, healing, information that we would not otherwise be able on our own to access. So I'm really hoping. Teresa says, hi, Joni. Kim says, I'm here.
Hi,
so,
y'all.
Again, you can post questions in the chat. I'm continually checking that. Or best ever, call in. And that is post. I can just access that right here. Let me make sure that.
And I do want to say that we are all hardwired the same way. So there's no difference between you and me, that we all have the energy system, the chakra systems. We all are connected to the oneness and each other. We are all connected, and that it's really a matter of whether you want to in this lifetime. You might have made a vow you're not going to do that again because you were persecuted in another lifetime for doing it. You might not be spiritually developed enough in this incarnation to be able to do it, but we all have the ability to do healing and channeling.
So if you'd like to call in person, the number is 425-440-5010. And the pin, the guest pin to access this live show is 849-102. So again, dial 425-440-5010. The pin is 849-102. Okay, so... So what I have encountered with people that I've been working with is this extreme sense of chaos. And I've been trying to, like in my detox and coaching and stuff, like saying, you know, let go of what doesn't serve you, which is kind of nebulous, but what is in your immediate environment that is creating chaos? Like, is it papers, piles of stuff, old stuff you want to get rid of? It, you know, because the mind, you know, likes more order, and that will allow us to just not be so cluttered. But in your experience, Joni, what could be something that someone could do in the vein of what you do to allow themselves to be more open to intuitive or spiritual guidance, to whatever messages are coming to them? Is there a way they should ask? What is that? What can you give us there?
Well, I think the first thing is that one has to be at that place where they believe that there's more beyond what they see.
Mm.
I was completely closed off up until this awakening around 2003, 4, 5. I didn't believe that there was – I believed in God. I was religious and I believed in God. Outside of that, I didn't believe in – ghosts or discarnates. I knew there were angels, but from the Bible. So I really didn't ask anything of angels. They were so far removed from my belief system. The word soul was something that was foreign to me. I didn't believe that there was existence on other planets. I didn't believe in other lifetimes. I just believed it was whatever was scientific, measurable and reportable and observable. So that, I think, is one of the first things that a person would need to get to. So it's people have faith when they're religious. They have faith in something greater that they might call God if they believe. This is stretching it even more. This is saying, well, there are laws, there are universal laws, and there are other realms. It challenges people who are religious. It might not jive. They might be told in their religion that is not cool. That's not allowed. It's forbidden.
I've had that happen before.
Yes, and that was in my religion as well. So for those that see, for many people, that is where they stop. then people might have experiences where it's undeniable and it breaks past any religious teachings, and then they go to a place of guilt. That's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. How could it be? I'm all screwed up. This is a bad thing. I'm doing the wrong thing. But this is undeniable. I just broke out, and now there's more than what you see before you. So it's almost like a test of the soul to move past what you see before you and go into that belief that there are other universes, that there are other dimensions, that we are in other incarnations simultaneously. Mm-hmm. What it's a big stretch because we're not taught it. So I would say that's the first step. And then after that, once you've gone into that next realm, the next paradigm of there's here and there is elsewhere. There are many elsewheres. Then it's what do you do with this? Do you go in with fear or do you go in with adventure? I recommend adventure. I also recommend putting protection around yourself because in the beginning when people are exploring, they might end up going down some paths where there are energies that could attach themselves. So you just go in using your discernment. I put white light around myself, and I do that every day. Just put the intention out that you're going on your journey in life protected with love, highest vibration and creation. And then when things start happening, as humans, usually we immediately question it. We doubt it. And that's so understandable. Can't be. Did I really see that? Is that really so?
Understandable, but also an obstruction.
Pardon? It's also?
An obstruction. Like
it is, exactly. Yeah. It becomes a block. Doubt is a block, just like fear is a block. So to remove fear, so once you have an undeniable experience or you're ready to take that spiritual awakening plunge, the fear must go or you don't move forward.
Or you make the decision despite the fear, and then the fear just kind of goes away as you go through the process. Because
Exactly. Yeah. So they right. It's not an either or. It could be an and. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, then the doubt comes in when the experiences start or when you start hearing different explanations for the same phenomenon. And then that's where a person, well, I don't know. Is it this or is it that? You use your discernment. And do you have to know? No, you don't have to know. You could gather a whole lot of information on the history of the universe, creation, the story of creation or anything. And if you don't know, you just shelve all of the options. You don't have to know anything. Just enjoy the process.
So many times I witness people stopping their own progress, hanging on to whatever it is, always having other people in the periphery, meaning their next step is contingent upon someone else understanding or someone else maybe judging that they're seeking help like this.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, can you talk a little bit about that?
We could get into dependence. We could get into seeking approval. If a person is latching their journey onto someone else's, if there's a linchpin hinging upon, a connecting with only if, then you've created these bindings or contracts with other people where they might not even necessarily know that they've agreed. They might not have agreed. And then you, again, that is a block. You're stopping yourself from moving forward if you're looking for someone's approval and understanding. I love the expression, there's your truth, my truth, and the truth.
Right.
So you could even be very, very close friends with someone and think that you're on the same page even years down the road, and all of a sudden you hit a wall, and at some point you both disagree. Then what? Mm. Does that mean that you have to find a way to agree? No. The whole fun of it is just to be on your own path and create your story and come up with your conclusions. And if there are other people along the way that jive with you, great. If not, it doesn't matter. the whole point of being in Earth School is, what did you learn from this? So
okay.
I guess so, people would have to ask themselves, am I not doing this because of someone else? Am I not doing this because I'm waiting for someone else to say something or do something?
Or how about the perfect time?
There's something to that. It's interesting because sometimes there is the perfect time and other times it's an excuse. Sometimes there's a perfect time and the person actually is waiting and the stars are aligned or they pre-birth planned and it's actually on their timeline to do it at another time, and that they keep saying, it's not time yet, it's not time yet. And another person might say, you're stalling, it's an excuse. But their guidance is such where they just know. They just know that it's not time yet for some darn strong reason. And then at some point they make the decision later on and it was the perfect time. So it's a hard one because we as outsiders can't necessarily know if the person is making excuses unless we see a pattern. Do you follow?
Yes, I do. I'm going to check the chat here. So I feel like there's people with a lot of questions out there and they're afraid to access what we're doing.
If anyone has any questions about stuck points, I love going in.
Oh,
anyone
really?
Who isn't sure as to why something isn't happening.
I love stuck points.
Or when
I hate stuck points, but I love when you work on stuck points.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because there's an answer for everything. So it's okay if people are listening and asking.
Okay. All right. So if you would like for us to call on you, you want to press *2 to raise your hand, and I will be able to see your hand raise, and then I will, access the last 4 digits of your phone number, and you can ask Joni and get a gift of a healing. Okay, so we have, here we go, Kim, last 4 digits, 0038. Kim, you are on the air.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hi.
Good, how are you? Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm just listening and you're striking a lot of chords with a lot of things that have been going on in my life over the last couple of years. And
good. Do you have any questions?
I do. So I've been struggling a lot, and it's really gone back a couple of years, but sort of lost my spunk in life and my mojo, and I know that there's something, a change that I need to make, and I don't know what that is, and it hasn't come to me, but I've been keep saying to myself, it will come to me when the time is right. And I've always thought you're exactly where you need to be.
Yes. How long have you been in that loss of spunk? Months or years?
Years.
How many? About?
Give or take 3 to 5.
Okay. Can I go in?
Yeah.
I'm going in. Let's see. In this lifetime, did you crack a tooth?
Crack a tooth? I mean, break one off?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, it's another lifetime. Do you have a glass of water by you?
Yes.
Bottle? Have a sip. They're working on you. They're doing a healing. It's mouth injury. Whoa. Hmm. Ouch and ouch and ouch. Wowie kazowie. So this is what we have. You slipped, you fell. There's a tooth crash on the face. crunch, there are a few teeth that are gone, slammed against a surface, you blew out a rib. Do you sometimes have difficulty breathing, or you go like a gasp breath?
Yeah, more recently.
Yeah, that's releasing from the fall, because the rib, ouch, okay. Like, I don't think it punctured a lung. It doesn't feel like that, but it, like, you know, have you ever had a rib injury, a rib, yeah, like a bruised rib? It hurts very much when you breathe in.
Uh-huh.
So that, it was a bruised rib. So they're working on you right now, and it feels that in that lifetime you were there was a conditioned response. It was fight or flight. You got very afraid, and you would freeze. It was so traumatic after you fell and you hurt yourself. I think you also had a brace. Your head. Do you get headaches or migraines?
Yes.
That's also part. It's all part of this injury. So you would go into a freeze state, like, it's better I do nothing, because if I do something, something could happen. It could be as bad as that fall. And you blame, you go to your passing in that lifetime. You created karma, as we all have. You blame more so people, like, they told me to do something and I did it, and as a result I fell and look what happened. But you also blame yourself a little bit, like, that was stupid. Why did I listen? Let's get rid of the karma from that lifetime. And what I've been doing for a while now is that even though I see that one lifetime, usually there are others that play a part in what you're experiencing here. There's a bleed-through effect, not just of that one, but other ones that I didn't mention. So we're going to take the lifetime where you fell and where you became very bitter and angry and afraid and stuck. It's like the deer in the headlights, and you were immobile. Do you know how the losing the spunk? I see, like, molasses, like not wanting to go because, well, if I go, I could slip and fall, and it could be bad. And we'll take all the other lifetimes across time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations, where there's any contribution to your having lost your mojo here for the past few years. And you say inside, I forgive myself. Mm-hmm. Ah, that tooth of yours. So they're fixing your mouth just because you forgived yourself here and everywhere, wherever it's relevant. It's a lot of work on your head, a little on your neck, your spine, your jaw. That rib is fine. They're working throughout, working throughout your body. Have you felt over the past few years that you've been gaining weight and you don't know why? Like your body mass index just shifted and you're like, that doesn't make sense to me?
That's really more the last couple months, but.
It feels like something's been brewing for a while now. And then maybe it's all of a sudden happened recently, but I see it happening about a year ago it started. That's what I get. It could just be energy first with the release of it coming up, and then it started creating this. Recently. Next step, forgive everyone and everything. Have a sip of water. They're working on you. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Look at you. Mm-hmm. There's an energy that's coming in now into your head, and it's also at your spine. Do you feel anything?
I guess.
There's like a light. It's an energy, like a ray. And there was suffering that was going on in different parts of your body, and they're working on you right now. It's gorgeous. It's like a yellow gleam. It's really cool. That'll go on for about a day. Today's Thursday. By 4 o'clock around 2 p.m., it'll go on between now and are you Eastern Standard Time?
Yes.
Yeah. So between now and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will go on, this healing. The last part, thank God for these life lessons. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of radiating energy, a lot of they're working on you. They're putting you back together. There was a lot of there were complications, just different. The circuit board. Imagine it's like dropping a laptop or a PC. Uh-huh. Bam, crash. Your head went down. And so they're examining your system, and they're putting information all around to calm you. And there was suffering, and this will be remediated in about a month. It feels it'll be complete. Your tongue might feel a little weird, like you might want to brush your tongue a little more.
Okay.
Let me go now into being practical into present day. Yeah. So for Ryan, do you feel a little bit crabby? Like,
yeah.
Like, leave me alone. I want to be alone. I'm going to do this myself. Don't talk to me. I heard that already. Stop it. I heard you. Like, are you kind of like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it goes on for a little while. You're pissed. Things haven't gone your way. I feel like certain people, maybe in this lifetime, have not understood you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is going to go on. I feel like in May of next year, you feel really good. Do you like vanilla?
Yes.
Vanilla bean or vanilla extract. You put it under your nose like smelling salts, you get a hit. It's going to calm you. Vanilla. Cheap medicine, honey. I'm not a doctor. Please see your healthcare professional. This is for entertainment purposes only. Vanilla being the over-the-counter drug in your cupboard. Let's see what else. You're fine. So what you could also do, because you've been through a lot, after the call or after the show, you go to the bathroom, you take some nice soap, wash your hands, put out the intention you're clearing energy. You've been through a lot. And you could just, it doesn't have to be like 5 minutes of washing your hands. You could do it for as long as you normally would. But while you're doing it, you put out the intention that you're clearing, that there's an ending of this, that the karmic work that you did now, the forgiveness of the crash of the head and all the other lifetimes where it scared the heck out of you and you stopped yourself from moving forward for fear of another bad thing happening, it's over. You were in a dim light, and now it's brightening. It's like the dawn, and it's going to be dawning more and more and more, and the light is going to get brighter and brighter. It's a slow. It's starting now, and it's going to go till May, and you're coming back to us. You were in a funk, and you were like a pigeon in a coop, and the door's open, and you're now out of the coop, and now you're walking around and pecking around and looking around, and you're moving closer and closer to the door where you'll fly. I feel like by May you're going to be fine. And you need a pen and you need to write things down. So I don't know what's going on, but you need to write it down.
Okay.
You have to say something. There's something you need to say. And
right
it's very
now?
Simple. It's not big. Say that again.
Oh, I didn't know if you said there's something I need to say right now.
No, it's going to be pen to paper or text or email or Word, whatever people do today. You need to get something out and say something. I don't know if there's someone in your life you have to say something to, or if you need to say it to yourself or to the universe, life, children. I don't know who, but there's something that hasn't been said, and it would be a good idea to say it. It would remediate things. Maybe it's guilt. Maybe it's an apology. Maybe it's forgiveness. Maybe it's acceptance. I hope this assisted, honey pie.
Kim, you okay?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Between now and when you go to sleep, sip water. It'll help flush any negative energies through the physical body.
Okay.
Do you feel like this resonated? Did this make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm laughing because Michelle knows me and knows that I've had it every day of my life.
Well, you know, like as Joni got into it, I'm like, oh my gosh, like some things started to make a little sense there. So we can talk about that later, but
yeah.
It would really help if you have any extra, it would help you. And whenever anyone gets a reading on these shows, it helps everybody. So your reading helps me. It helps who's ever on the cast, and then whoever listens to the replay. So, but you know, knowing that, of course, you don't want to reveal everything about yourself. But if there's anything that resonates with you about what Joni said, any questions that you have, like if you need her to be like, hey, what are these specific action steps, like very simply that I need to take, or anything that she said that like you realized but didn't realize before, that's great. Or you don't need to say anything, but just listening to her do that reading for you, I'm like, whoa, that's pretty good.
Yeah. No, the only thing I thought about when you were talking was, I don't know how old I was, maybe 4, 5, 6. I did fall on the ice rink. And I didn't chip my front tooth, but it killed that tooth.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Yeah.
So we put these events on our timeline before we come in a pre-birth planning session with members of our soul group and guides and loved ones. And because you blamed others and a little bit of yourself, you put something down again, not as punishment, but the opportunity to transcend, to not fear maybe taking risks or going out and playing or getting involved in activities, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you forgave yourself so that you've cleared the karma. And now you know what that was about. And so maybe your work in this lifetime is about something happens and it's scary, traumatic, doesn't go as you had expected, that it's, you don't have to go to that place of immobilization. You can accept, you can understand, you can work with it and defy it and then say, well, I'm not going to let that get me down. I'm going to move forward. And this is what I've learned from it. And then you could be a role model for others too.
Yep.
Good luck to you. I'm so glad you called.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for everything.
Well, Kim, as Joni says, we'll talk.
We'll talk. We'll have talk. Some of you will talk later.
Thank you so much for being so courageous to call in. And we have a few people that have joined us. And Kim, thank you again. You're rocking it. Don't you worry one little bit.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Okay. So for those of you who have just joined us, press *2 to raise your hand. We are ready to do another reading, another gift of healing. So we have a few people who've just joined us. Don't be shy. We're reawakening our commitment to ourselves, our self-honoring, and jumping into the flow of the universe. Okay, here we go. We have Kate here. Hi, Kate. You're unmuted.
Hi.
I'm so glad you make it.
Oh, my God. Thank God that's Billy Banquet. oh, my gosh. I'm so glad I got to get on here. So I feel like I'm needing some direction.
Okay.
And my shoulder hurts.
So your shoulder hurts in which one, right or left?
The right one, and it's been like ongoing.
For how long?
And 3 months, maybe.
Okay, and I'll say also for everyone listening and for the podcast listeners post show, this is for entertainment purposes only. Please see your healthcare professional. Okay. I do not aim to cure. Okay, so I'm sorry, you said the right one?
Yes.
For how long?
About 3 months, and it gets better,
okay, I'm
and
going
it gets
in.
Worse. But, like, my kids are growing up and they're leaving. And
this is another life. Are you ready for this good stuff?
Yeah.
You are pushing a cow. I love this stuff. Bessie, we need you. No, not over here. There's a baby coming. Not here, not at the farm. No, you have to do it over here, but I have dinner cooking. Your timing isn't good, Bessie. No, and you're pushing this calf. The cow wouldn't move. The cow wanted to drop the calf somewhere where it wasn't a good idea, and the cow had another idea. The cow had a plan. Now, metaphor. Do you sometimes want things to go one way, but they go another, and you get very insistent that they go your way, and you're really, like, facaded?
Yeah.
Okay. That's your work.
For sure.
That is your work, honey pie, because the universe has other plans, and we as souls that are playing in the same sandbox with you, we all have our own plan. And we crisscross. We all collide. But it's divinely ordered, and that's where you need to know that there's order in the chaos. This is a brilliant bumper car movie. Brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And that we each have our own equal bumper car with our own journey, our own movie, and that we collide. And that when it doesn't go your way, there's an acceptance piece that has to happen in order for you to continue playing bumper cars. And that if you have too many collisions where it doesn't go your way, you're not going to want to play, or you're going to be insisting that people do it your way. And it can't happen. It can't happen because everyone feels on some level that their way is either better or, well, I came to this conclusion myself. So the ones that succeed most at bumper cars are the ones that know that there are other bumper cars on the road and that they equally have the right to be there and that they could do whatever they want because it's free will, and that if there's a collision, that there's an acceptance that there was a collision, that there's a forgiveness that there's a collision, and there's a, well, what will we do about it? Now, okay, now there's the collision, but what will we learn from it? That is your theme.
Yeah,
so the cow had a different agenda. And you were pushing the cow to your agenda. Now, mind you, we're not going to go stupid here and say that you don't push the cow and encourage it to maybe drop the baby somewhere else, right? So you're going to be human. What? What was that? I missed that.
What's the cow's name?
I think I've got Helga or something. I've got a Helga. It wasn't. I always started.
I hope it's not Michelle.
Helga or Hilda. Swear to goodness. So keep that. That if you're going to have more children, you've got, you know, you could have Hilga or Helga. Name your cat Helga. So you were being human, like we all would. We get frantic. But something happened in that event where your insistence went to a state of imbalance and you had difficulty accepting that nature was also at play here and that you couldn't defy nature, that you had to be coexisting with nature, that you have to coexist with everyone now. So let's get rid of the karma. You blame the soul that's Helga, and you didn't blame yourself. I think you blamed the cow. And that's karma. So in this lifetime, it's the pushing. You were pushing. And it's metaphor. So we've got this shoulder thing. You were pushing too much. So you might push people, insist, demand. Encouraging is better. Suggesting, advising, directing. Now, if you're a parent of a child, we are authority figures. So we do make demands. There is insistence.
Well, and it's interesting because I feel like I do have that wanting things to go my way and insistence, but I bite my tongue.
Okay, good.
And don't say anything, but I feel like, so last time I had some work on the shoulder, my thyroid was really, they were related. my thyroid and the shoulder and the thyroid just not functioning.
Thyroid is throat chakra, so that has to do with expression of truth
right.
and what comes out. That's the thyroid is always throat chakra.
So I wonder if, like, how can I do that if I'm trying to, like, it's because I really don't say my way or the highway ever. I just want it that way. But I don't actually impose that on people, I don't think.
It's inside.
Right. Oh, it's
right.
Inside.
And that's, it doesn't even matter. As long as it's there, it's an energy.
Oh,
yeah. Exactly. So even the biting of the tongue means that you're not there yet. The goal is still to accept that everyone has their own story and how are we going to coexist peacefully where we collide and sometimes there are disagreements or people cross you, possibly even do damage. Now, let's get rid of the karma regarding the shoulder. And then that might also pick up the throat chakra as well with the thyroid issue. The first thing you will take that lifetime and any others across time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations. We ball up all the lifetimes where there's karma related to shoulder issues and also thyroid. Why not? And you say inside, I forgive myself. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I have unforgiveness towards you. Yep. Do you have issues with dairy products?
Yeah.
That's because of the cow karma. Is that a friggin' crack up? Swear to goodness. Last part of this, thank God for these life lessons. There you go. Do you have any water by you, a glass of water or bottled water?
No.
When you do, have a sip. And then between now and when you go to sleep, sip water. That'll help flush negative energies through the physical body. That will help you very much. Dairy doesn't work for you. I don't know if it will in this lifetime. And that's okay. Are you okay with nuts?
Uh-huh.
And seeds, like trail mix?
Yeah.
And granola?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a munchy person like that? Fruity, nutty?
Yeah, I don't munch on a ton of them, but yeah.
It helps you.
For sure.
It helps you. I feel like there's something with your respiration, something where it just helps you open up. I don't know what it is. There's something about the fruit, the seeds, the nuts, like a good trail mix, really somehow just brings something out in you. It generates positivity. That's what I get. I feel like that you're still in training about this. I feel like you're going to be doing a little bit more research about this. But within a year, I feel like this just drops off, that there's this understanding. Because you release the karma, it's like it just drops off, and then it's you start seeing something differently. It's like, you know what? Who cares? I'm tired of being angry about it. I'm tired of biting I don't even have to bite my tongue. It's like, whatever. And then you start seeing people in a different way that, well, I guess if I were in their shoes, yeah, I would see it that way. And like, yeah, I guess they don't understand me because they're over there in that camp and I'm over here. So how could they even understand what I'm saying? There's just something that's going to happen and your perspective is going to shift.
Oh,
and it's going to be freeing to you. I feel like your heart's going to open up. There's going to be this loving, you know the Grinch that stole Christmas, and you're not the Grinch, mind you. I'm just going to give you the metaphor part of it. You know that cartoon?
Mm-hmm.
You know at the end where his heart blows up?
Yeah.
And it becomes gigantic and it shoots out of his body? Something's going to go on with you within the next year. I don't know what it is. There's this – I don't even know if I'm channeling that – I am channeling, but I don't know if this is a relationship or this is just love of the world. Like you're going to be connecting more with the oneness with us all. Because now my throat, I want to cry with joy. So I think there's a throat chakra healing. I think that you've been sad and there's been different things going on and there's a release and your throat is going to be healed and your heart is going to be healed and there's going to be more peace and your vision and understanding of everything is going to change. I just feel like you're going to have this great shift.
Oh.
And then you say things like
Waterloo.
Waterloo.
You're so funny. I have Waterloo. Crack me up.
Oh my God. I love you. Awesome. Yeah, it's like acceptance has come. Like that. Is it acceptance of other people, right? Is that basically it?
It is. It's something where, you know how like the Grinch, and I'm not saying you're the Grinch. It's not that. It's just like, you know how he has this friggin' moment and you just want to cry and you, because you see his heart explode and then all of a sudden he's like overcome with this love.
Yeah.
And he's giving and giving and giving. There's something that happens to you and it's profound.
Okay.
It's profound. And you, something happens with your heart chakra and you get, it's like when people have spiritual awakenings and then they realize that they're part of the oneness and that we've never been separated and our souls are eternal and that we haven't been forsaken and that this is one big love ball existence and everything is fine. Something's going to happen to you and you're going to be like on your knees, like hallelujah, praise the Lord. Like you're just going to be, I don't know. You're going to just, I don't know. I'm not, you don't go religious on us like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You don't be, it's not that. It's not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's not that you're becoming religious. You make a connection that all is well on every level.
Awesome.
And then you're at peace. It's this complete beatitude. Look up the definition of beatitude. That's where you're going to be, honey.
Oh, awesome.
Yippee-yi-yay.
Oh. Mm. Yay.
A and B.
Mm-hmm. That feels good.
That does feel good.
Also, are you good with fruit?
Oh, yeah.
You do very well with fruit.
Okay.
Honey, but I'm not sure about. Honey gets you a little weird.
Yeah, honey is not my friend, I don't think.
No. No, honey is not. No. Not feeling good.
Fruit and nuts. But what about maple syrup?
It's okay. In doses.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But the fruit, the fructose seems to be what moves things around. It helps you very much. Fruit.
Okay. Oh, that's helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a very happy evening.
Thanks, Kate,
thank
for calling
you
in.
So much. I'm so glad I got on here. Yay.
Welcome. I'm so glad you called.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God. I love when people are so courageous to call in like that. So I think we have one more person here who needs to raise their hand. Press star 2 to raise your hand. We have about 10 minutes left. Last four digits are 7095. If you would like us to call on you, you need to give me permission. Okay, here we go. Hello, you are on the air. Hi.
Oh, hi, it's Danette.
Hi, Danette.
Hi.
Hello, Joni. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm okay. That's why I'm calling in.
Yes. What do you need?
Yes. Can you tell me what's going on? I'm struggling. I'm really depressed, and I can't seem to get out of it.
For how long?
Well, I mean, it's been going on just about recently. I don't know, a good month that it's been going, you know, to the point of it's too much now. It's just.
Have you had this before, or is this brand new?
No, this is ongoing. I've been depressed since I was little.
Okay.
But yeah.
Did I ever work on that with you? Did I ever address that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and it's just recently, it's like, oh my, it's coming to a head, and it's like, I don't know, I keep thinking that it's the ascension process, you know, and it's like,
I'm going to go in and
see where
this came from. Okay. You were dropped as a baby. I don't think it's this lifetime. Do you have any water by you to sip?
I don't.
Okay,
I
so after
though.
The after the show, okay. You'll just be okay. Sipping. No big whoop, don't gulp. You sip and it'll help flush. So they're working on you. So it's a shock. It's I hear a lot of crying. I see a little bit of blood.
Okay.
Your neck is, they're swaddling you. Your mom was off doing something and a brother took care of you and he didn't know how to hold you and he dropped you. It was an accident. It was a total accident, but it was a free fall, which was scary. A Canuck. Just going in regarding the karma and how it plays out as depression in this one. Okay. Baby. So it's pre-verbal and it's perceptive, it's perception related, and you're a baby that's normally held, carried, swaddled, and bassineted or cribbed, right? And then you feel held by the universe, held by a caregiver, and then you're forsaken. The universe doesn't have my back. Holy, am I allowed to curse Michelle on this show?
Yes.
Yes, of course you are, because I curse all the time.
Holy shit. There we go, Danette, you rock. And it's like, holy shit, I ain't got this. I was born, I'm doing fine, and I don't got this. I don't got this. I don't got this, and they don't got me. And so it's a lack of faith. It's despair. It's existential.
It's a free fall.
And is that how you feel?
I don't feel like the universe has my back. I mean, I'm very blessed, but like I said, it's like, oh my
yes.
God, my faith, my trust, it's like.
Yes, because of the drop. It is, and this is really profound for me because I don't remember the last time that I channeled a karmic piece from a baby's point of view. Usually it's a very young child up through a senior. So I learn too. You know, Michelle, you were talking about how we learn, we all help each other. Well, I, as a reader, as a healer, I learn as well. We're all in this. We're all students here. So I thank you for bringing that up because it's profound and it will help me with future clients too. So we're going to get rid of karma. You concluded, no, this isn't good. This is just not good. It's like, oh boy, this really is really bad here, and that they it just like I'm not held, I'm not supported, the universe doesn't have me, and I can't do it.
No.
Maybe I don't got what it takes to sustain myself to be
exactly okay. Exactly, you've got it. It's like bingo.
I'm glad. So we're going to take that light, and you're blaming them, meaning whoever. It's like, I don't know. I don't know if that's a brother. I smell him. I don't know who he is. I think I've smelled him before. I don't even identify that it was brother. Okay? You just knew that it was a familiar scent of someone who would touch you. That's all. So that's where we're at with that. So we're going to take that, and you blame yourself. Like, I must be just
always.
Nothing. I got it. So
always.
It was blaming self and other.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that
always
lifetime, and we'll take any others across time and space. Forwards and backwards across all generation, where there's any karma that would create this soul, you, in this lifetime to have despair, to have interruption, and to be disgruntled. And we'll call it depression and lack of faith, lack of trust, disorganization, mediocrity is not even anything you can tolerate. And anything not aforementioned that would lead you to these dips, dips, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you.
Oh, that's the hard part.
Look at you. Are your boobs swollen?
My whole body is just inflamed.
It's inflamed, yeah, because your boobs, they're like puffy. I feel like you're puffy and like it's uncomfortable to put things on your body. Does that feel right?
I'm inflamed. I can't bend over because of
yeah,
the inflammation.
This is going to calm
yep.
down. This is going to calm down. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness and thank God for these life lessons. There are
okay.
so many lifetimes of this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, many, many, many.
And that's like, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I'm tired. I just said to myself, I'm tired. I'm just
yes,
tired.
Yes, it's exhausting. So
it
there's a lot going on here, and I feel like you're you were a sack of potatoes that was in the snow. And there's a giant rope around you, and people are all pulling the giant sack of potatoes through the snow across the mountain uphill. That's how heavy you were feeling.
Uh-huh.
This is going to change. I see hope coming in. Hope is a consciousness construct. It is a consciousness called hope, where consciousnesses, souls, bits, God sparks come together, like-minded, to call themselves hope. And hope is there. You could call upon hope if you'd like as if you knock on the door and say, hey, come on in, and have hope envelop you.
Because I feel hopeless.
Exactly.
Got
so whenever you wish
yesterday.
To invite hope in, just say, hey,
mm-hmm.
come on in. Join me and allow it to work with you. It's just a matter of time. I see you're understanding this intellectually. You're totally getting it. It's just the energy shifting into the emotions, into the emotional body. The mental body's got it. It's the emotional part that's going to come in and work its way in. And there's a lot, you're gestating, they're saying, you're birthing, you're growing and birthing. So there's stuff going on here, which is really good. And it's going to take some time. You didn't want to listen in certain lifetimes, you were done. So you're not in this one. In this one, I don't see you're having a hissy fit. I see
no,
you're
no,
like, but I am
I'm
really done and I'll do what I need to do to get out of this. So you had work stoppage in some other lifetimes, and as a student in Earth School, you were like, fuck that, I give up, I have no interest. Here
mm-hmm.
you do, you're calling in for a healing, you give a shit.
But she's tired.
And
I'm
she's
tired.
Tired, but you can be tired but want to heal. And that's, you could be tired and not want to heal. When you're tired and don't want to heal, you ain't going anywhere. You are. And watch it unfold. I think your hands are going to start to burn, and I think that you might be a healer as well. So I think as a result of what happened, you might have
yep.
stopped this. Do you agree?
Oh, yes, I actually, yes, I do. I can, yeah, I have that ability, yes.
No, yeah. I feel like your hands
yes.
are going to glow. Something's going on with you. I feel like there's a shift. So if you've already been doing healing, then it's just going to, you're going to be advancing. The baby that gave up, that lost faith, turned off the switch. So you were only getting so much information. You were disconnected from source. Sure, you're connected, but on some level, on a more willful level, and due to karma, there was an obstruction. It was
absolutely.
An F2, and it's like,
yep.
you're really
yep.
not there. You don't got me, and I don't got myself, so I'm floating around in space. I'm not grounded.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Exactly.
Except for that, I do have to interject here, just
okay.
to be witness, that, you know, you, Danette, you do actually accomplish a lot, and you do have faith. It's like you're grabbing onto a log that's floating down the river, you poke through and you like just keep on making things happen. I think that you're tapping into
the
enormous amount of power that you have, and that flow of it is what you're craving, instead of just this kind of step by step or piece by piece that's kind of fragmented and not flowing is part of your frustration. But I just want to witness the fact of how strong you are and how much work you've been doing despite your fear, your distraction, your pain, and all that stuff. That's been amazing.
And I thank you for saying that, because you could say, well, how could I be feeling that on one level, but I'm a dynamo in others? Well, you can be both. You could also, there are people that are dynamos, but they have something else going on. They're stuck. They have no idea why. And it's all other lifetime related. And that they just have these bleed throughs that come in, that interrupt, that get in the way. So it's a matter of identifying if there's karma elsewhere, doing the forgiveness work, which frees you up. The negative energy, the bindings are no longer there. I see you settling in. It's a and then I see movement forward, and things are going to shift, and I feel like trust is going to build, and you're going to be producing things that are new, and that I feel that faith happens. It just comes about, and you're like, yeah, I know they're there. And that the question of, are you, yeah, you're not really, yeah, it changes. And you're like, yeah, I know.
Yep.
It's going to be a pisser.
Yes.
It's going to be truly, you're going to think it's really cool.
I see 444 everywhere. I see 1111 everywhere. I'm like, yep, I see you, yep, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, it's this dude. It's this, you know, it's like.
Oh, they're telling you,
like,
we're here. We're here.
I know, but what the thing is,
there's
going to
be a connection, though, because the mental, you got it. It's the spiritual part. It's that part that you will be connecting with now, and it's going to come together. It's going to be very powerful, and you're going to love it.
Yay. I'm ready.
And I love your creations, by the way. Do you want to tell everyone your website?
Delectablesbydanette.com.
This is
delectablesbydanette.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Danette MacArthur, if you want to find her on Facebook, Danette MacArthur.
Oh, thank you.
The pastry chef of all time.
Awesome. I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You.
And
okay.
Sip water. Today.
I will. Thank you. Okay, I will.
Honey pie.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay. Well, we've gone a little bit over tonight, but it was absolutely well worth it. And Joni, we had a slow beginning, but a very busy night. And,
very good.
A few new people, which was awesome. And wow. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me. It's been several months, and it's great to be back.
And it's great to be with you, being back. All right, everyone. We're checking out right now, just temporarily, until next month, and we will let you know that date. And just go to soul-luminous.com or Joni's White Light Healing website. And we will keep you updated, and just keep on listening and keep on responding, and it's all awesome. All right, good night.
Night, y'all.
Night.
The moderator has left the conference.